You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
It's that time of the month. Tammy and I are back, and I brought a very special guest. Just stay tuned. Bowl Breakdown is next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, you guys. It's been a month and we're back.
I can't believe it's been a month.
It can be a month, Miss Tammy. We're back. It's the Bold Breakdown, the bold, beautiful after show here on AfterBuzz TV. I am one of your hosts, James Law Jr. And of course, thank you. And one person is always with me every month, who I just love her to pieces, Miss Tammy Govea.
Hi, everyone.
And, okay, is that me? Oh, is that you, me?
And in the booth.
That's right, in the booth.
Okay, I was like, is that me? Applause. Okay, save the applause for this person, because she's giving, and I'm saying it, Emmy-worthy performances.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Emmy-worthy performances as Miss Hope, which is my favorite word in the world anyway. And she's giving us performance after performance, and we're so giddy with excitement to have her with us today, Miss Annika Noel.
Hi, Annika.
So there's your thoughts. That's for you.
Thank you so much.
So we're going to talk to her all about her character, what's been going on. You know all last week was all about her, and even that weird ghost thing that happened. We're going to talk about all of the hats, of course.
The ghost thing is hilarious.
But first, a little housekeeping. We are on iTunes. We are on YouTube. We're on SoundCloud. AfterBuzz TV's dramas. Okay, AfterBuzz TV's dramas, like, subscribe, comment there, and look for the Bold and the Beautiful After Show. That's where we're named them there, but we are the Bold Breakdown. So go ahead and find that, like it. We have all kinds of guests on the show. Me and Tammy are on there once a month. We're on there. So go ahead and find that, subscribe, like, share this interview with people.
Please share the love.
Everybody can't be here live, so just share the interview. And then I have a page. It's all to Bold and Beautiful. So go there and like that page on Facebook. And that's all the announcements here at AfterBuzz TV. How are you, girl?
Hi, I'm good. It's Sunday, and I go back to work tomorrow. So it's like a nice little break for me.
Yes,
get to have some fun.
And everybody in the chat room, hello. I mean, people are in this. I told you, people want to see you.
Hi, everyone.
They're talking. They love you, and they're talking to you.
What's up in the chat?
Girl, Hope is on tonight.
Yay.
Right. Mm-hmm. I love her, but I hate Hope. Come on, people.
Well,
really?
As long as you can separate the character from the person, that's fine.
That's right. I love that. So, okay, now, well, first of all, I want to do a word association with you really quick.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh.
It's really quick. Whatever comes to mind.
Okay. I'm nervous. I can't swear, right?
No swearing.
All right, I'm just making sure.
You can make creative words. Like I got to do. I say cheese and crackers. And
okay,
like that,
so all right.
Know. Scott Clifton.
Funny.
Jackie McInnes Wood.
Fierce.
She is, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Katrina Bowden.
Crying.
Oh, I like that. Matthew Atkinson.
Glare.
I like that. Torsten K.
Ruggedly handsome. Ooh. I'm going to give you two.
Can't do just one.
You can give us two on that one. I know he likes cars, too, so he has that whole car thing.
Mm-hmm. And hockey.
The Queen. Oh, I got to meet, I was so happy, Catherine Kelly Lang.
Mama.
But yeah, so I know. And she's a horse girl. She likes equestrian stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That. Mm-hmm. You have that in common. I love riding horses. Being a Logan girl.
Logan girl group hug. Logan hug.
Here are the last three. Having to cry.
Exhausting.
Yeah.
Yes. Working with babies and children.
Stressful.
And the last thing, Los Angeles.
Hot. Currently today, it is quite temperate outside.
It is. Now, you know, we do the show, like you said, we do the show once a month right now, and of course your storyline has been one of the major storylines for us to talk about the last 3 or 4 months,
yes.
Obviously. And Tammy and I really go through it, right? When we talk about the story.
You know, I just have to say 3 words. Annika, Annika,
yes.
Annika.
Yes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What you are doing on the show, and I'm talking on a professional level, you can say Emmy worthy, but it's so astounding the levels that you're able to portray. It's disturbing to watch. Mm. It's heart-wrenching to watch. When he was doing the word association, you know,
yeah.
The crying,
yes.
How exhausting, and you said exhausting.
Oh,
it's exhausting for us.
Yes.
Let alone, we can only imagine what it must feel like for you.
Yeah, it's been, I think the hardest thing about this entire storyline has been having to sustain it and still find the levels in it and still find a way to not make it the same and to try to find these new aspects of it and, you know, and luckily I have such an amazing supportive cast around me that it's very easy to do that. But I think that's been the hardest thing is trying to find the different depths and the different layers and not just have it be the same old thing.
Did you have any idea when you joined the show that you were going to be going to these depths?
No. I actually used to struggle with crying as an actor.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't very good at vulnerability. And when I had brown hair, I played more of the kind of, like, fierce, kind of bad, you know, types of, you know,
yeah.
Girls that don't really cry.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden this storyline came along in the 8,000th episode, and it was, that script was beautiful, first of all. They wrote it so beautifully, and it's basically evolved since then, and because you're in it every day and you're having to do the story every day, it just I've surprised myself with where I've been able to go, and it has been probably the hardest challenge I've ever had as an actor to basically sustain this level of grief and still do it in a way that hopefully is genuine and is truthful and honest, because that's always my main thing. Is I only want my performances to be honest. I never want to phone anything in. So
you're saying you're wearing a shirt you did your audition in, right?
As I hope. Am.
She's wearing a lucky shirt.
I did. I don't know why. I was like, I looked at it in my class today. I was like, oh, this could be a good talking point.
Yeah, that's so funny. So what made you choose that top to wear to your audition?
It was.
You have a million tops. So what made you
like, honestly, I mostly have flannel in my in my closet.
Oh, that's so funny.
Because I am a bit of, like, I must have been a lumberjack in a past life or something. But it just seemed very kind of, you know, soapy, or not soapy, but like the way they describe the character. She seemed successful. She seemed well off. And so I was like, oh, this is like gold and it's silk and but then I actually got the note. This is what I wore to the first audition.
Yes.
They were like, could you maybe wear a dress for the callback?
Oh, how just funny.
Just to like, you know, just to make sure that it
can look like you wear a dress.
I guess. Just to, you know, class her up even
high
more.
Fashion.
Yeah. I'm a girl. I can wear a dress. Yes.
Yes.
Just make sure.
Just class her up a little more. Yeah. Even more.
That is so funny. Now, did you watch any of the performance before of Kim's performance or anything before that, or did you come in and say, I'm going to just do me?
I mean, I was always going to do me, and I trusted that they, you know, picked me for a reason.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And again, I'm grateful they saw past my brunette hair, because most of the time people don't see past it.
Right.
But obviously, I researched backstory like crazy. And so through that, you know, you utilize the internet, you do your research of who's related to who. And then a lot of times with the like very big moments in her life, like her falling backwards down the stairs and losing the first baby that she had, and jumping off the yacht, and maybe Liam dyeing his hair and coming a little hungover to when they're... So I just, you know, these big events that were very impactful to her, I did watch.
Okay.
But yeah, for the most part, though, after that, it just kind of was like I trust my research and go
from
there.
Well, you mentioned something I was going to say, that she has a very complicated, rich history as you came on. So I was like, what do you do? And I mean, I'm sure people on the set, you probably could say, well, you did this, you know, this is every, you know, I probably tell you all at the same time.
Right? It's funny because I was like the new person and I actually knew better than some people
had the history.
No, because like it all kind of blends into, the days kind of blend into each other and then be like, what's that? I'm like, oh, no, you hooked up with Oliver. You remember you were wearing the mask at the party and you got confused? Like, so stuff like that, but everyone's been great. And if I ever had a question, you know, they were there.
Well, I'm friends with Sean Kanan, who's your TV dad.
Aww.
And they're always like, he told me to tell you hi. He said, tell my daughter I said hi. He texted me today.
Tell him I would love to. I hope to meet him soon. And I could use my daddy coming back and kicking some butt.
That's what they want. He said he gets it all the time. He's like, they want Deacon to come back. He's like, well, Deacon's in jail right now. So he needs to break out.
They're jail. Because Hope needs some help.
Yes.
Maybe Hope will have some Deacon
best qualities.
Maybe, like who knows?
Like so, but he told me to tell you that. He goes, tell my TV daughter I said hello. That's for you. That's my point. But you come, I mean, I feel I liken it to a play or a musical where someone plays the role for a while and then you come on, it's your turn to play the role.
Yeah.
So you play it, right?
Make it your own.
Yeah. And I mean, there's so many challenges that come along with that just in the fact that you aren't originating a character. So people have preconceived notions or assumptions, or they're already like writing you off before they've given you a chance. And the one thing I have to be grateful for with the storyline is that it has allowed me to hopefully prove myself as an actor and to kind of step up to the plate. And I can't believe, you know, I'm flattered and I'm so grateful that they trusted someone who I'm still very new. And this is, I'm new to the soap world. I've only been on the show about, a year and a half now?
Wow. That's been on forever.
I'm in the deep end. So, you know, the fact that they are trusting me with the storyline and trusting me to tell it and, you know, I'm just grateful every day that I can challenge myself in that way as an actor.
And I have to think, too, that, you know, like you said, you're in it a little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
You've surprised yourself at, you know, what you've been able to bring to the table. And I would think just going forward, you've got a toolbox now.
Yes.
That you didn't have before necessarily.
Yes.
I mean, you've got a lot of experience behind you.
Theater,
yes.
You know, it's not like you're a newbie to the scene.
Right.
But, you know, working on a soap and working with the material that you've been working on, mind blown.
I had a really good talk with John McCook recently about it. And he... You know, it's been a very heavy workload, and you just, your whole life becomes this because you film from 7 till 7, and then you have to go home and memorize about 60 or so pages of dialogue, and then you're right back on set the next day at 7, and you know, it's pretty much been almost Monday through Friday for me recently, and then I also had to go to Monte Carlo and then come back, and we filmed the next day, we came back right after, and... You know, John just kind of pulled me aside one day, and I'm so... Oh, gosh, I love him so much. Yeah. I just love... He really is, like, the
papa.
Loving papa of the set. But he just went, you know, I want you to know that everyone sees how much of yourself you're pouring into this and that you're putting your heart and soul into this. And he's like, I want you to know it's not normal what they're doing to you. But know going forward that you can do anything as an actor. And he was like, you should feel very good about it. He was like, Broadway, you know, any of that stuff now, like you've been having to sustain this for a while and you can do it. And so, I love him. And again, everyone on our set is just the best.
Super nice. Well, this storyline, and maybe Tammy agrees with me, it feels like a classic thriller. from the music, whatever the music.
Oh my gosh. Thomas's music, I said to James, it's like Jaws. Like, he gets the glare.
He does.
We know something's coming down the pike. Yes. And then he's like, dun dun. Dun dun. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I love it. And I love that. And it's grown now from this, the baby is alive being raised by Steffi, to now this whole Thomas is trying to take hope. Like, it's evolved. It completely evolved.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's so interesting because he's really driving the action forward, and he's kind of been a catalyst for some new information maybe emerging soon. So.
Well, this week we had people like Xander's on the high. He's hot on the trail. He is hot on the trail.
And he chickened out.
Thank you very much. Having this conversation. I was livid with Xander. Like,
yeah.
Why are you still rationalizing this? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mama is the only one that's fighting for her daughter.
Brooke's been the voice of reason.
Yes.
She's been the voice of reason. I'm like, thank you.
And finally, Liam. He's like, you know, something's wrong.
Yes.
Something's definitely wrong.
Yeah, finally. Yeah. But Brooke has been the whole time, it's like, something's wrong. She's like, there's something going on here. It don't seem right.
Mother's intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's why I love that. And I actually love this week the Logan sisters together. They're like, she's marrying Liam. They're like, no. They're like, excuse me. It was kind of a comical scene.
My favorite thing was them, like, just watching them during this scene, trying to be, like, still, like, supportive because you're family, but at the same time going, like, we're happy for you.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Oh my God, I love it. It was so funny.
Yeah.
But my quote of the week, we don't do quote of the week here, but my quote of the week has been from Steffi. And I just want to make sure I say this because I've been loving the new Steffi.
Mm-hmm.
The whole, she's empowered, she's strong.
And sympathetic. Really sympathetic.
Yeah. Jackie plays it really well. Yeah. And I just want to say this quote.
Oops, sorry.
And you can comment on it. It's okay. Having someone's attention is different from having someone's love.
That was a great quote.
Great quote. She said that to Thomas.
Yeah.
Thomas was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But the way she said it, like, she learned it herself. She learned that.
Yeah.
Because she said, I will never. She goes, you're talking
about
Liam.
Don't settle.
But she was also saying how she's not going to go after Liam like that. Just because hope now is over here. Because even she's like, something's wrong, too. Steffi was coming out of her road like, something's wrong over here also. Like, this is, it makes me laugh kind of, because everybody's kind of like, something's wrong. And meanwhile, we got. I know you. I love girl. And meanwhile, the baby's in the other room. That's your baby.
Babies are so beautiful.
I know.
By the way,
how is it the babies are so beautiful?
But see, I think the thing, and it's so funny that people don't realize is that you only have a certain amount of time with them on set.
Tell them
legally.
Yeah.
So, in general, whether they're on camera or off, you only have 4 hours with the babies, and then for each baby. Only one baby can be on screen for 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
So you basically have 4 hours from start to finish, whether they're on camera or not. And then if you're using, let's say, Madeline, for example, that day, she can only be on screen for the maximum amount of time of 2 hours.
Wow.
And so it's tough because, you know, it's always go.
Yeah.
You know, we need to get out by our out time. And then, you know, you have these scenes with the babies and they're unpredictable and you never know.
Yes.
Like, are they going to be happy? Or are they going to be talking during the monologue? Like, just going on and on. And so sometimes it's like, for me, and I don't have children, it's been a learning experience.
Yeah.
And actually, Jackie was saying before she
had hers,
it was almost like a crash course for her.
Yes, exactly.
It was like first a newborn and then they get a little bigger, a little older.
Yes, yeah.
I learned that I need to work on my upper arm strength.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my, I get so sore after a while.
Yeah,
oh,
I remember she was out the entire episode with me, and I just remember my arm at the end of it. I was like, I have to sit down. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
That's very true. I had two daughters when I was young, so for some reason when I was young, I could just carry them everywhere. Now I have grandchildren, and when they were babies, I remember I would go for like 2 days to see them, and my arms would be so heavy afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, oh, I need a drink or something. Because it was just, my arm was so sore.
Yeah.
I'm carrying them around everywhere. But they're little bundles of things. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
But
so you're working with them.
They're adorable.
Yeah, they look adorable.
I mean, and because they're starting to be featured, you'll get to see more of River, who's the other one.
Yeah.
And she has these
great
dimples
name.
That are
such
so adorable.
Oh, I love
and
dimples.
She actually looks like me when I was a little. Her eyes, she's sweet. And then Henry, who is Douglas.
Yes, a great kid.
How cute is he?
Oh, totally cute.
He breaks your heart.
He does.
But then he'll be in these scenes and then he'll cut. He starts flossing. he'll start doing his little dance and everything.
I love it.
Yeah, he has his birthday coming up, by the way.
Oh, hey, birthday to him. It's coming up. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, okay, well, since we're there,
okay,
we got to talk about it. Because everybody's talking about it. The special effects that happened on Friday's episode. Some people were saying it reminded them of Days of Our Lives of the Past, James E. Rowland. So, Thomas gaslights its own son.
Yeah.
With a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of chuckled. I mean, we were talking about, well, tell me how you were feeling about that. Yeah.
You know, again, the music. And then he had this inner monologue apologizing to him. And I'm thinking, is he going to physically hurt him? Because that's going to be a line, if he crosses that line, to come back from. And then he does this little ghost thing. Yes. I laughed.
I did.
I'm sorry, that was the cutest ghost.
It was.
Thank you.
I didn't realize it would be making facial expressions. It was almost like he was scared that he woke up the kid screaming.
Right.
The ghost
was
like,
dancing around.
It was a happy ghost.
It's a happy ghost.
I know. Because reading it in the script, you're thinking like, oh, this is going to be some really scary monster. Right. That's going to, you know. And then I saw it and I was just like, that's the cutest little character I've ever seen.
Exactly. It was really funny, actually. But everybody talking, of course. and it's going to drive story. Obviously, now it's another layer, too. Matthew is playing a great job playing this creepy Thomas.
He
I'm for it. I'll go for it.
Because our question was, when did Thomas get so creepy?
Yes.
Was there something in the past that gave us some suggestion that he was going to step into this kind of obsessive weirdness?
Right. Well, he blew up my brother's car.
Yeah, years ago.
Yeah.
I think they're going back to, like, the first two Thomases, there were some kind of shady things that he did. And then Pearson's just so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
You can't really make him evil.
Pearson's my buddy. He's been on the show several times. I love Pearson. And he's also goofy. You know, he's goofy. He's beautiful.
Yeah. You just look at him and you're like,
you'd be scared of him.
Yeah.
You'd be scared of him. He's like 6'12". He's like huge.
Yeah, I didn't realize how tall he was.
Oh, my God. He's so tall.
Yeah, because remember the Who Shot Bill story? Like, he actually came back for that. So that's the first and only time I got to meet him. And I just remember seeing him on the hallway just being like, oh, hi.
I always forget until I see him again. Because, like, well, come through the doors here. You saw him. Like, he had to duck down. And he, I'm like, I forgot how tall you are.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I've interviewed him and this other actor named Derek Thieler, who was on Baby Daddy. He's another one who's like 6'7". Like, they're really, because in real life, most actors are.
I was going to say, usually I'm actually tall for, so.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Yeah, that's tall. Most actors in the business aren't that. They're about 6 feet tall. They aren't that tall. So when I see Pierce, I'm like, that's right. You're a giant. Like, you are a giant.
Which I love, because it's like, oh, you can wear high heels with them and not
exactly.
The other way around where they're wearing lifts in their shoes.
So when you play against Matthew, who, of course, Matthew is Thomas, so how's that been for you? I mean, he's a great scene partner, it seems like. he's so into it.
I mean, And there's,
stuff's coming up, folks. Stuff is coming up. So if you
want to talk about,
you need to watch it now.
The things I know.
I see you guys in the chat room going, I don't know. Keep watching all of July.
No, really. I've seen people saying they're tuning out until she gets her baby back and everything. And what I have to say to those viewers is start watching now.
Yes.
Because the dominoes are starting to fall.
Well, this week reflected that.
Yeah,
I mean, there was some movement. I mean, remember last month when we did the show, afterward I said to James, like, I can't believe we just did an hour talking about one storyline.
Yes,
because that's all it was.
That's all it was.
Yeah, and that's, you know, all that's kind of been on the canvas.
Right.
And I mean, it's a big responsibility. It's very intimidating as a newcomer to have that focus. And I hope, you know, I say what's on the page.
Yes, exactly.
So sometimes you get your script and you go, oh, how am I going?
I like that.
How am I going to rationalize this?
Yes.
But that's part of the challenge as an actor, and that's the fun in it, is finding out, okay, like, you know, Hope is my girl. She is, you know, who I am portraying. But some of her decisions, as myself, I just want to go like,
Come on, girlfriend.
But I think that's the thing. And I wish there was more of a... Because everyone's saying how concerned they are about her on the show, but no one's actually giving her the help.
No, they're not.
So, but that's the thing I want to emphasize is that that's the point, is that she is not acting rationally.
No.
She is completely lost in her grief and her depression, and she hasn't found a way back to that balanced, normal self. She's still very much lost and just not acting rationally. Yeah. And she's pushing the people who love her away, and that's why she's not listening to her mom. That's why she's not listening to Liam. And, you know, I see people complain about it, but at the same time, it's like, I know many self-destructive people.
Oh, yeah, easily.
In their own lives.
Easily.
And when you don't feel worthy of love, you push that away. And right now, she is still feeling like a failure after now the second child in her mind that she has lost.
Yes.
And so she just feels like she doesn't deserve it.
And I think you probably do get that people just want to see with your baby. The fans want to see. Because we know
it's
it.
So painful.
It is painful. We talk it's so about it. Painful, it's painful. Watch.
Trust me. There's no one who wants it more.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and I think that's the problem with fans' frustration is that we know as fans the baby's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's I mean, just tell it. I mean, that's good storytelling, though. It's
like
that's the whole point of a soap, is to kind of stretch it out a little bit.
You know, and it's such a strong romantic storyline to have someone fight for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, fight for love. So when Hope and Liam got the divorce, when he agreed to that, I was livid.
Yeah.
But I respect the writers because Liam actually said, I want to fight you on this because I love you and I don't want to do this.
Right.
So I'm glad they at least acknowledged that. But at the same time, it's like, I want someone to fight for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
She is very naive, and she believes the best in people, and she wants to believe the best in people, and so that sometimes is what allows her, or she can turn a blind eye and not see these red flags popping up. And you know, you also have to keep in mind, while we're seeing the Thomas that we're seeing right now,
you don't see it.
She hasn't seen any of that.
No.
And also, this is someone that she, like, grew up with. And so she thinks that she knows him. And
trust him.
He has a good heart, and he's a good father. She doesn't see that he's the one sitting there drawing the kids' photo, you know, drawings, and is setting up a projector underneath his bed.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Or spiking someone's drink. So
that scared me.
That was scary.
It's like, really? We're going to start drugging people now?
Yeah.
Well, the whole Emma thing. But see, folks, may go crazy, but I'm just wondering, did he do anything to Emma, or did it appear that way? Like, did he really go that far?
He set the circumstances in motion.
But did he, like, it's one of those things, like, my mind's saying for future as we find out, I'm just thinking, did he really, I'm going to reveal that he really didn't
Don't
kill her.
Text and drive,
yes,
is
exactly.
What I will say. But he was driving rather close to her bumper and flashing his brights. So I don't know. I think it could go. Mm-hmm. I think we'll be finding that.
Exactly. So you guys, Puerto Rico is so hot right now. It is like the hottest soap right now, you guys. Hello. There's stuff going on.
There's like, there's so many things, like big things coming up, and I'm just sitting here like.
But what's so amazing though is that your storyline is now much. It's an umbrella story, which I love umbrella stories on soaps. So I mean, it affects just about everybody.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, it affects everybody. At this point, we keep
talking about that.
We do.
The blowout of this.
Oh, when it comes out,
the amount of people affected.
Oh my goodness!
I think for me, I was. Steffi.
Yes.
That is to see how that works with.
Wait till you, oh my God, and Jacqueline, wait till you both. Oh my God,
this
is so good. Because she's in the dark too.
There's so many people. I mean, we just did something recently where we kind of went through it. It's like when everyone started finding out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So many people know. It's Flo knows, Shauna knows,
yes.
Xander, Zoe, obviously Dr. Buckingham.
Yes.
Thomas. And
But that is crazy because that's Tammy's big complaint, is that everybody's finding out and still not saying
exactly.
Like, just go over and tell her you're being disloyal. Like, I mean, obviously, soaps have to do more than that. But I know your frustration is like, we know everyone, as each person keeps finding out more.
I was joking with Nia. I was like, I just called Hope the minute I was looking for it. So I've just been like, Hope!
Well, it's so funny. When they made her find out, her character find out, Emma, because she played Emma, I was like, oh, I remember something. Oh! That's great. It's interesting. She found out.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yes, I am telling her right now. I'm like, good. Mm-hmm. And she called. She called the phone. She didn't drive at nighttime.
Can we take a moment of silence for Emma?
Yes, yeah. Emma. They showed her life out of her. That's crazy. They killed her.
How beautiful was that episode,
yeah, it was
though?
Good episode. It was a good.
I mean, that shot looking up at Thomas, yes, with the, I mean, and they created that on the stage.
That's amazing.
On the sound stage.
It looked really real.
Yeah.
It looked very real. But that's my thing. I was like, did Thomas really do anything? I mean, he did something, but did he do anything? I mean, just the way they shot it, I was like, I don't know. He did. Yeah, she thought he did. But I loved it. I loved it.
I know that we've got some people, yes, you know, making comments, you know, on Instagram.
Oh, gosh, I'm scared.
No, they're all fabulous.
They're all good. It's all good.
And so...
Hi, everyone.
Someone made a comment. Let me see here. Is some happiness for Hope coming? Really about time for that. Also, can Annika use her real fighting moves on some of the real characters?
Oh.
They deserve it. So I read this. I'm like, what? Let's research Annika. And so you guys like serious martial arts, mm-hmm, background.
So I went to theater school.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're classically trained and you learn everything from stage combat, combat for film, you know, lighting, design, costume, set. Like, you learn everything. And I fell in love with combat. And my personal idol as an actor is Angelina Jolie.
Okay.
And I admired her growing up, and she inspired me to kind of go into this because I love these strong female characters that she played in, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Tomb Raider, yeah, these dynamic, cool women. And so then I bonded with my Sifu, that's my teacher, in school, and he's a third generation Bruce Lee.
Wow.
And he also did the fight choreography for the old Batman films stuff like that.
Oh,
so
wow.
I started training with him outside of school, and so I have about, I think it's 2-3 years Jeet Kune Do, 1 year capoeira,
oh, wow,
2 years Savate, and 2-3 years of Muay Thai. And I love Muay Thai. That's actually, wow, my favorite. But then eventually it got to a point where he's like, Annika, do you still want to be an actor?
I know.
And I was like, yes. He's like, do you like your nose? Oh. I was like, yes. And he was like, you're kind of reaching your threshold. So now, you know, but then I also got injured. I have a lot of knee injuries and hip tears.
Okay.
And
okay.
Years of dance and fighting and all that. So it was a good time to stop. But I've been doing some boxing lately, actually, with Sean Kerrigan.
Oh, yes, not Kerrigan. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Folks used to be out here on the rest list.
Yeah. And I actually knew him and Christian LeBlanc from years before I ever got on Bold.
Oh.
And so they're
small world.
Brothers to me.
Yeah.
So I'll train with him sometimes. But, yeah, I would love to see that. That would be fun.
Well, I'm interested. I'm curious now. How does that discipline inform your work as an actor?
I'm sure it helps a bunch. I mean, for me, I am my own harshest critic with my acting and just in life in general. I think a lot of that has to do with getting bullied back in, you know, public school. When I was younger, I had headgear and braces.
Oh, really?
And glasses.
Wow.
And I wore tie-dye bell bottoms.
Okay, girl. Okay, sure.
And so that kind of was my defense mechanism, was like, I'm going to be tougher on myself than any, you know, what any of you will say to me. But in a way, that's transformed into my work ethic now. And I show up to set sometimes at 6 a.m.
Wow.
And just get there to run my stuff and put it together. And I couldn't be surviving this storyline otherwise if I didn't have that discipline and if I didn't have that. But I would love to see Hope actually be able to be pissed off.
Yes.
Because this is her child that got literally stolen. She had a baby that had passed away earlier, you know, and put in her arms. And so I hope that when she actually does find out the truth, that she gets to go a little.
Well, Flo, that's the one we're after. And Zoe probably, but Flo especially. Woo!
My own cousin.
Your own cousin. She's a Logan. She's a Logan. good.
I just like her so much.
So do I.
I feel bad for her.
So do I. I do.
I feel bad for her. I don't feel bad for Zoe.
What happened to her money? What happened to her?
She's getting gangster over here. She's
No, that's the thing. Is like, I would take my earrings out. Yeah, but that's also part of it too. Is that, you know, when people are like, and I get it, I understand it. We're in everyone's living rooms every day, day in, day out. Yes. But it's a character, and you know, I'm from Boston.
Okay, Boston. I love Boston. So here's the thing. So when when you were going through those heavy scenes, what did you do to come out of them?
So I'm not someone that takes it home with me.
Okay.
And actually, Wayne Brady and I became really good friends after those scenes.
Wow, how nice.
Because they were so heavy.
Yes.
And I'm not someone who wants to stay in it longer than I have. Like, I want to go into it and then be out of it.
Okay.
And who better than to have him across from you making jokes, trying to make you smile as we're doing this very heavy storyline. So we bonded over that. But I will say, you know, again, that accessing that vulnerability was difficult for me as an actor before I started the show, but because the show demands you to be so emotionally ready and present, because you basically have one take.
Yeah.
We did that in one take.
Wow.
That's insane.
Episode.
That's insane.
And that's the reality of this genre and this form, and it should have more respect than it's given.
I agree.
You know, this quick amount of time I was so spoiled before. I was like, oh, film. Right. You mean I don't get 12 takes?
Right.
What do you mean? Yeah. But more than that, I didn't have the hand-holding that I used to have with film. Because I was used to the directors coming out after every take and then being like, okay, so now let's try like something like this time.
Yes.
And you don't, it's just like, okay, let's go. Moving on.
It's like, wait,
but was I good?
Yes, it was like, okay.
I'm an actor. I need approval.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, but it's been great with just making me emotionally present, and you have to listen, you have to be there. And I'm thankful that I've had this storyline, because I've surprised myself with what I've been able to do. But
what an amazing thing, though, as an actor, as a person.
Mm-hmm.
What an amazing thing. You get to, you're going through a transformation, you're learning things about yourself you didn't know about.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. I was especially nervous because I'm not a mother. I mean, I have my fur baby.
Yes.
I have my
They're
kitty
important.
Cat.
They're very important.
My little burrito man.
Aww.
My kitty cat.
His Instagram.
Yeah, you can follow him.
Yes.
He's at the Burrito Man Kitty.
Okay, Burrito Man Kitty. Okay,
I've known many women in my life who have been, who have experienced this kind of loss or have been through something like this, and so it was so important to me to do it justice and to make it as genuine and truthful as possible and not care about if I looked okay or whatever. I know I'm an ugly crier. It's fine.
You're not an ugly crier.
Really. Please. I'm an ugly crier. I cry ugly. Trust me.
Yeah, but, you know, at a certain point, you just have to trust yourself as a performer. I did so much research. I did all that. And then at a certain point, even Scott and I just kind of looked at each other. I trust him so much as an actor.
What a great actor.
Yes.
What a great actor.
Oh, my gosh. And we just looked at each other and we just went, you know.
Yeah.
We aren't even going to over-rehearse it. We're just going to let it happen organically. Mm-hmm. And then the result was beautiful. It really
was. Well, I said it was just devastating for me. I cried like a baby watching, because I said I have children. I couldn't imagine losing one of them.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. And so watching your scenes were just live.
I couldn't either.
Right.
You're just utilizing your imagination of if I had a child, what it would be like to go through a loss like that, and it would be devastating.
But fur babies are important. I lost my fur baby a couple years ago, so I miss them every day. Scrabble. I miss them every day. So I know, I understand. I mean, they're very important to us.
I always
say that we're not owners, they own us.
They're family.
Yes.
They really are.
They are.
So go to a shelter and adopt a shelter pet.
Yes.
Please.
Every camera.
They're pretty, if you're in LA, they're really full right now. So if you can get out and do that, or foster. Fostering's great.
Yeah.
My mom just rescued a dog. Little Jerry. He's a little tweenie, and he's cute.
Oh, such a wee.
Yeah, he's cute. He's very cute. He's very long. Very long. Very chihuahua face.
I have a thing for the little short and stout.
Yes.
Oh, like the little.
That's what we've got.
The little hippopotamus.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
He's a little kielbasa.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go to shelters. And also, like, so I'm also an organizer in my other life. If you have old towels or rags or blankets, give them to shelters. They always can use them. A lot of these panels are just sitting on metal slabs and concrete. Mm-hmm. They could use that also. So you can donate to them and do that.
Yes. Oh, I love that's turned into that.
No, I mean, we're all for animals. But I think it's very important. And now, I mean, that's just very important. I've gone to some shelters. I just like the conditions. They're trying their best.
Yeah.
But the poor animals, just like, they're just there. Like, yeah. So they should have the comforts of some of the stuff that we have excess of.
Or go and train as a volunteer so that they, a lot of times they get the kennel fever.
Yes.
And they'll just, you know, I've seen dogs just spinning around in circles in their crates. So they need to get out and be walked. So if you can, if you ever have spare time, go on the weekends after work. They could always use that. So.
Yes. And it also helps you, too, in your mental health.
Absolutely.
Trust me. You feel better. After you do, you feel better.
Absolutely.
They love people
so much. I know. If I could have 20 dogs and stuff, I would have them. I just can't have them. Can't have them all. I don't know. So what is one thing you've learned about yourself with this soap pacing? You mentioned some of the things earlier, but what is one main thing you're kind of walking away with this whole, like, soap pacing of, like, it's just one take, dude, this thing, you know, just, I mean, you're laughing, I think it's kind of funny, it's like, it's kind of...
I've learned that I'm a control freak.
There you go.
You have to let go of that, right?
I learned that, yes, I'm a little stress ball. And so sometimes I'm like, can I please? And they're like, no, we gotta go. And I'm like, oh. And so you just have to let go of that. And so it's been a good practice and just learning to let go of that control and learning to let go of things that you just can't, you can't control that. And so, you know.
Peace out.
Yeah, exactly.
So I would honestly, I'd say that's been the biggest lesson I'm still learning to this day of just letting go of that and just going like, okay. Like, and I love the director so much, and I've really bonded with them. And one of the directors came out, and she's like, Annika, trust yourself. She's like, you got it in the first take. Trust yourself. I just, something about that security blanket of having that second one just to, you know, just for safety.
Yeah. Yeah.
But still, she was like, you know, you just, you got it. Right. Like, you got, you know, just start. Yeah. So that's something I always have to work on, just like, believe in yourself.
Well, you know, I like doing live TV. We do live TV all every week. I like doing live TV because it's just like, just do it. Just go out there and just do it.
Mm-hmm. Just do you.
Just do you.
Yeah.
And good. So as we kind of come to a close, I don't want to leave. We can stay here. We can stay here.
I mean, sure. I feel like I didn't even answer that many questions.
You did good. So. Okay. One thing I want to just bring up, that at the end of basically this week, you're now engaged to Thomas.
Don't marry him. Don't do it.
So everyone's divided. Everyone's like, just like, oh my goodness.
What's divided?
Some people said he should marry him. I know. Some people said that. Said, why not? And I was like, oh. So I guess they want you to get married. They're like, you stay away from Liam. Don't go back to Liam. But it also was one word, Liam, because you and Scott Clifton, your characters have chemistry. It's like, hello. I mean, it's all over the place. I'm looking in here. It's all over the place. Talk about it. So now you got engaged.
I wouldn't want my best friend to be married to a guy doing all that stuff. Just saying. I think he's brunette, I'm blonde. Yeah. I think it's an attractive, maybe-looking couple. But, like, he's doing some shady things.
Yes.
And again, she is not thinking
clearly.
And so, you know, we'll see if maybe Liam puts a stop to it or not, or what happens there.
I told you every day in July, do not miss.
You need to tune in, because literally every day, pretty much from this point on, it there will be something happening. There will be, it's moving forward. It's like little things are, all the dominoes are starting to kind of topple over. So I think.
So exciting.
Soon-ish.
Keep watching. Annika, thanks for being on the show.
You're so amazing.
You're welcome back anytime. You're a delight.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're always welcome. And I said, I told her before, I said from the very beginning, it's time stamped on this show, I was a fan of your work since you came on. As soon as you came on, I've always been a fan of your work.
That means so much.
Seriously.
It really does. Seriously. Also, can I just say, you guys have really cute microphones.
And I love bumblebees.
Our little podcast listeners who can't see this.
Yes.
Yeah, we really do have cute microphones.
Someone asked in the chat room, so this is also podcasted as a audio podcast on iTunes. So you can hear us talking, And you can also watch us on YouTube. So it's two different things. So someone asked that in the chat. I forgot. Someone new. We got new, because of you, we got a new viewer.
Hi.
So I was like, thank you. I was like, obviously, we got a few more, but the one asked that goes, I've never seen this before, so where do I find it? So yes, we are on iTunes. So we are there also.
Can I shout out my social media?
Please do. Please ask you too.
My one social media handle. I'm only on Instagram because I just like posting photos. Follow me at Annika Noelle, AnnikaNoelle. And these guys are great. Follow them too.
That's for you.
Oh my gosh! What?
We're coming on. Because you deserve it. Your baby's out there, so you deserve it.
I've been crying so much. You're going to make me cry. Yeah.
You. And tell someone
who
can find you, Tammy.
Oh, on Twitter, you can find me at Tammy Gouveia and Insta Tammy.Gouveia.
And of course, you can follow us here at AfterBuzz TV under Bold Beautiful After Show, AfterBuzz TV's dramas. And you can follow me where all James Lott Jr.'s are sold. James Lott Jr. And also some of your platforms. Follow me there. I'm always online all the time. And you can follow this, and this interview will be everywhere, so make sure you watch it. We'll see you next month.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.